Welcome to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast. Today, I'll be talking about buyers and sellers during the NHL trade deadline. In this podcast, I'll be talking about buyers and sellers during the upcoming NHL trade deadline. Buyers during the NHL trade deadline. The Colorado Avalanche already have a dangerous team, but if they want to capitalize on the primes of their best players, they should go all in to win the Stanley Cup. They should be looking to add a first or second line center at the deadline. Even though the Panthers are very good offensively, their defense can be suspect at times, so if they want to make a deep run, they should be in search for a top 4 defenseman, more specifically, a top 4 lefty. New York Rangers. The New York Rangers are in the same boat as the Colorado Avalanche, where their best players are all in their primes, so they should go all in to win a Stanley Cup. They will be looking to add a second line center and a top 4 defenseman at the deadline. Boston Bruins. The Boston Bruins have an aging core right now and have a good 2 to 3 year window to win another Stanley Cup, so I expect them to go all in to win a Stanley Cup now. They'll be looking to add a top 4 lefty and a top 6 right winger. Edmonton Oilers. The Edmonton Oilers are a team that are in a must-win situation. If they have another early exit this year, they could be in danger of losing Connor McDavid. They'll be looking to add a starting goalie. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on anchor.fm/HockeyWiz777Scouting. Sellers during the NHL trade deadline. Montreal Canadiens. The Montreal Canadiens have the second worst record in the league and have several valuable trade pieces to offer to the teams. Montreal will be listening to offers to any players besides Nick Suzuki and Cole Caulfield. Arizona Coyotes. The Arizona Coyotes are trying to win the Shane Wright sweepstakes, so they are trying to trade anyone of value. With that said, Arizona should be very busy between now and the trade deadline, since they have some pieces that contending teams may be interested in. Philadelphia Flyers. The Philadelphia Flyers most likely won't make the playoffs, and with the major injuries to key players on the roster, it would make sense for the Flyers to do a fire sale at the deadline. Seattle Kraken. The Seattle Kraken have the third worst record in the entire NHL, so they most likely won't make the playoffs. It makes sense for Seattle to trade away players on expiring contracts or don't fit into their long-term plan. Chicago Blackhawks. The Chicago Blackhawks aren't likely to make the playoffs, so they are most likely to have a fire sale at the deadline. They have several valuable players that contending teams should be looking at to add for a deep playoff run. Check out my hockey blog at HockeyWizTalksHockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at HockeyWiz777. The factors that will decide what teams will be buyers or sellers will be as follows. Number 1, the team's record. Number 2, whether the team feels they have a legitimate chance of contending in the playoffs. And number 3, the market at the trade deadline. In my next podcast, I'll be talking about players on the move during the NHL trade deadline.